With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Republicans voting in a rare Saturday session, clearing a key procedural step as they race to pass President Trump's big bill of tax breaks by his July 4th deadline. The vote tally was 51-49 to proceed with the debate. It's still a long weekend of work to come. Senate passage could be days away, and the bill would need to return to the House for more votes before it could reach the White House. The Trump administration has let go three attorneys connected to the prosecution of those involved with the January 6th Capitol riot. More on the story from correspondent Donna Warder.
The Justice Department has abruptly fired at least two attorneys who worked as supervisors overseeing the January 6th Capitol riot prosecutions in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, as well as a line attorney who prosecuted cases stemming from the attack. Two people familiar with the matter say a letter was received by one of the prosecutors, and it was signed by Attorney General Pam Bondi, and the letter did not provide a reason for the person's removal, effective immediately. A Justice Department spokesperson has declined to comment. The moves came following Trump's sweeping pardons and commutations of sentences for January 6 rioters. Donna Warder, Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he's pleased that some House Democrats stood behind President Trump's attack on Iranian nuclear facilities.
Everyone around the world applauded this expertly performed duty by our extraordinary unmatched military. Some of them applauded loudly and openly, and some of them quietly, but everybody except the evil regime in Iran knows this was the right thing to do.
Israeli military says it's killed one of the founders of Hamas. Hakan Muhammad Isalali has been taken out in an airstrike. He was the orchestrator of the October 7th attack in Israel. Chrysler voluntarily recalling some of its 2022 to 2025 Pacifica and Voyager vehicles to replace their side curtain airbags. This is SRN News. A Canadian church takes extreme measures, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England is preparing for the new reality. There is a possibility of legal challenge to the legislation, however. Opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing say they are not giving up the fight. And supporters of the suicide bill say implementation will take 4 years rather than the initially suggested two. That means it's set to actually become law in 2029. This is SRN News. Guidelines may relax for sports betting in the college ranks. Correspondent Gethin Kulba has more.
The NCAA is considering a proposal to allow athletes and staff to bet on professional sports while maintaining strict bans on college sports betting. The Division I Council introduced the idea, which requires approval from Divisions II and III. The NCAA says this shift reflects the rise of legalized gambling and aims to focus enforcement on college sports integrity. Current rules already ban betting on NCAA sports with severe penalties for violations. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Child safety advocates are warning about the dangers of heat stroke from leaving children in hot cars. Experts say vehicle temperatures can rise 20 degrees in just 10 minutes, even on mild days, putting kids at risk. Already this year, 9 children have died in hot cars in America. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.